This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Katie Brown. Omar Diegues grew up in the Pajaro Valley, where a majority of farms use pesticides. He developed asthma after growing up next to fields sprayed with these chemicals. He announced plans for a month-long hunger strike on Tuesday outside Berry Company Driscoll's headquarters in Watsonville.
These abuses have gone on for too long, and our community is sick. We demand immediate change. We demand better treatment of farm workers. No more killing our community. No more poisoning our future.
Diegues and nearly a dozen other activists committed to full or partial hunger strikes. Among them was Reverend Julianne Porres Center, who leads her local Presbyterian congregation.
We need to take a loving stance. We need to think from our hearts. And we need to stop using the excuse of profit to allow environmental racism to continue.
It's challenging for researchers to link pesticide exposure to individual health outcomes. Still, many activists blame the chemicals for elevated rates of childhood cancer and learning disabilities in the Pajaro Valley. Gabriel Medina isn't participating in the hunger strike, but was there to draw attention to what he says are life-threatening health outcomes. Medina serves on the Pajaro Valley Unified School District Board. His nephew recently celebrated his fourth birthday after beating childhood cancer.
And it doesn't always show up as cancer. It shows up as silence. As neurodivergence. That is why we need to demand proper screening of our students in our schools to make sure that we're detecting these things early on.
Their advocacy is part of a larger effort to get corporations, including Driscoll's, to ditch pesticides for organic practices. This is KAZU News.